everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll get an update on what's happening with the Ottawa 67s. The defending OHL Eastern Conference champions, right there at the top of the Eastern Conference once again this season, battling with the Peterborough Petes for the top spot. That in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week was our guest on last week's show, Kitchener Rangers goaltender Jacob Ingham. He had a 2-0 record last week with a 0.50 goals against average, 984 save percentage, and one shutout. The 19-year-old, who hails from Barrie, came into this week with a 12-3-3 record on the season with a solid 2.78 goals against average. Ingham is a prospect of the Los Angeles Kings after being chosen in the 6th round of the 2018 National Hockey League Entry Draft. Speaking of prospects, the 2020 edition of the Kubota CHL NHL Top Prospects Game comes up January 16th in Hamilton. The OHL will be well represented with 17 players named to the roster. Very quickly, Nico Dawes of the Guelph Storm, Jamie Drysdale from Erie, Sioux Greyhounds defenseman Ryan O'Rourke, Donovan Sabrango of Kitchener, Jack Thompson from Sudbury, also of course Quinton Byfield of the Sudbury Wolves, Brandon Coe of the North Bay Battalion, Will Cooley and Jean-Luc Foudy of the Windsor Spitfires, Tyson Forrester of the Barrie Colts, Cole Perfetti of the Saginaw Spirit, Sarnia Sting forward Jacob Froh, Jaromir Pitlick of the Sioux Greyhounds, Jack Quinn of the Ottawa 67s, along with teammate Marco Rossi, Antonio Stranges from the London Knights, Oshawa's Oliver Sooney, all rounding out the OHL representation for the 2020 Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects Game. We talked about two Ottawa 67s headed to the event. With more on the 67s, let's hear from one of the radio voices of the club. Here is Kenny Walls.
Well, Kenny, it feels to me that this time last year and this time this year, there's some similarities to the Ottawa 67s in terms of kind of moving right along very well in the Eastern Conference. The roster looks somewhat similar with guys back from last year, but you see them game in, game out. How would you compare where the team was this time last year to now?
Well, the winning streak this year is longer than it was last year, that's for sure. They went undefeated at 23 straight in regulation last year, winners of 10 straight this year. There are some similarities between last year and this year. Defense carrying, they've been the main point of this team. Goaltending as well, with Cedric Andre being an outstanding member of the team again. And then generating offense, and it's the majority of the offense coming from six guys. And with Kevin Ball out, it really relies on six guys. Noel Hoffenmeier on the back end, and then five forwards up front. Marco Rossi, the most notable, averaging just under 2.5 points a game so far this year. There are some similarities. I don't know whether this team is quite as good as it was last year. They had a lot more depth, a lot more balance. Last year did the 67s. This year they're relying on their top end guys, but they're still getting it done and they're rolling right along, as you said.
Obviously, we're going to see him next month at the Kubota CHL Top Prospects Game, but Marco Rossi, he was on a roll the first half last year and has picked it right up this year.
Yeah, he is. I'm happy that everybody's starting to see what I was able to see last year, and watching him for 53 games, I think it was last year. He missed 15 or so due to an elbow injury. But watching him game in, game out last year, you could see how competitive he is, how talented he is. And in an interview done on a local radio station here in Ottawa, James Boyd compared him to Patrice Bergeron. And while that's a very apt description, defensively, he's so responsible in all three zones. There's a little Pavel Datsyuk in there as well. There's a little bit of magic in Marco Rossi. He's able to pull off moves that I don't think there's too many other guys in the league or at his age group are able to pull off. And it is so much fun to watch him game in, game out, and how talented he is, how competitive he is. He doesn't give up on plays, and the skill level matches the compete level, as well as the brain, which is absolutely incredible when you combine it all into one package.
Talented, compete, certainly compete would be a characteristic for Joseph Graff, who came over this year and seems to have just dropped right into that lineup.
Yeah, he's been outstanding on that top line. He, Rossi, as well as Austin Keating, have combined for what a few people have said is the best line in the CHL right now, and don't get a chance to watch a whole lot of the WHL or the QMJHL, aside from the Cadeau Olympique every once in a while, but it's hard to argue with that type of production. Rossi just under 2.5 points a game. Keating and Gareffa right in and around a point and a half, 2 points a game. So when you have that type of production out of your top line, Gareffa, that compete level, the defensive responsibility that he brings to that line, along with Austin Keating and Rossi, there's not a whole lot of goals going in against that line, which is why you see their plus minus amongst the best in the league. But then they're getting down the ice and scoring a lot of goals as well. Those three really embody what the Ottawa 67s are compete-wise and what Andre Tourney and the coaching staff is pushing defensively, where their best players are their best players defensively as well. And it's really come together. I know when Ottawa acquired Gareffa, they had to give up Hudson Wilson. They didn't want to do that. He was such a character guy in that locker room. But in order to supplement the offense, they needed to depart an overager, and that just happened to be Hudson Wilson, who's playing very well in Peterborough. But Gareffa's been a game changer up front for Ottawa.
This time last year, it was Cedric Andre carrying the mail. This time this year, it's Cedric Andre carrying the mail.
I think he's the second best goalie in the league right this year, right behind Nico Daws, who's had an incredible year, obviously, and the stats speak for themselves. But Cedric Andre, he's been unreal for the Ottawa 67s once again. My go-to has been the 3-0 loss for Ottawa in London, where he made 10 to 15 spectacular saves. And that game could have been 8-9-0 after two periods of play, if not for Cedric Andre. And anybody who wants an example of what Andre can do, go watch a replay of that game or the highlights from that game. And the backdoor passes that London was able to get away and the stops that Cedric Andre was able to make. It was spectacular.
That was Kenny Walls of the Ottawa 67s radio broadcast team and the 67s number 2 in the Kia CHL top 10 rankings this week. They are the top OHL club on the list. The Peterborough Petes come in at number 6. Guelph is 10. Honorable mention this week to the Windsor Spitfires. OHL graduate Steve Ludzik needs your help. The 58-year-old who played 9 seasons in the National Hockey League needing a liver transplant. More information available at OntarioHockeyLeague.com, how you can possibly become a life-saving donor. That's going to do it for our show this week and the final one for the holiday season. On behalf of everyone at the Ontario Hockey League, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all the best of the new year. For OHL News presented by Bauer, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.